BBC Radio Manchester 95.1 FM. I'm Heather Stott. This morning we've been talking about the cleanup in Shoreham, that massive gas explosion yesterday. We are expecting to hear a police statement about that explosion in the next half an hour here on BBC Radio Manchester. And as soon as we do, we shall bring you the very latest news as we always do. If you ever want more, try our website bbc.co.uk/Manchester. Now, it's this year's Manchester Children's Book Festival. It starts tomorrow and it'll take place right across Manchester for 11 days, and it promises appearances from the world's renowned authors like Philip Pullman, Jacqueline Wilson and Carol Ann Duffy. The festival organisers are James Draper and Kay Chew, and they join you now. James, Kay, good morning.
Good morning.
So James, tell me about the festival. Who's it for?
It's for all sorts of people. It's for, in the main, children and families. Mm. So we've got events which are for child audiences. The main audience, the main age group that we're aiming at for children is the higher end of primary, lower end of secondary.
Right.
So it's a transition stage that it's aimed at in the main. So there's lots of events for children, lots of things for families. We've got our big family fun day on Saturday, which has got all sorts of free events and activities going on. And in addition to that, we've also got a CPD conference happening tomorrow, Continuing Professional Development. That's a conference looking at, it's called Survive and Subvert, and it's helping teachers and writers and other arts practitioners to find creative ways to maintain passion in the classroom in the face of funding cuts, cuts to arts and education funding.
And so passion for books.
Passion for books, passion for reading books and also writing books, which is very important because the festival's based in the Manchester Writing School at Manchester Metropolitan University. So the balance between reading and writing is very important for us. We want to get children reading, but also doing creative work, producing their own stories.
Right, okay. So it's a broad spectrum then, isn't it? The Family Fun Day, I'm interested in that. So it's the upper end of sort of primary school who would get the most out of this. Does it cost anything to come along?
No, it's absolutely free. It's completely
free.
That's what I like
to hear. Yeah, I like
totally
free. I love free.
That's a big important part of the festival for us.
Tell me about it. I'm tight.
Free's
good.
We want to make it accessible for people who are tight, but also for people who wouldn't otherwise be able to come along to a literary festival.
I was going to say, there's lots of activities for younger children as well.
Yeah.
Go on, like what, Kay?
Well, we've got workshops, we've got illustration activities, we will have authors around all day offering storytelling. We've got two wonderful storytelling tents set up, and there'll be stories told in different languages. We've got performances by practitioners from the People's History Museum, the Imperial War Museum, people from right across the city, basically. We've got all of our partner organisations are coming in and offering activities for the whole family.
Right.
So, and we've got our ticketed author events as well. There's a workshop taking place in the School of Art, which involves people throwing paint at walls. Which should be quite exciting.
Is that free? Can I throw
that's free.
Free.
Yeah, it's called Being Jackson Pollock.
Love stuff like that, especially it doesn't cost me anything. It's brilliant. Fantastic. Well, what about the ticketed events? Do you have to pay to get in those?
You do, but
you've lost me.
There's plenty to do even if you're not coming to the ticketed events. But a lot of we've been able to give a lot of free tickets away for the ticketed events to people from local communities because we're funded by the university.
Are they for the ticketed events now?
No, we've still got availability on some of those, so have a look on the website.
Okay. I'll ask you for the website at the end. I'll give people a chance to get their acts together on that one. Philip Pullman, Jacqueline Wilson, Carol Ann Duffy, they're all going to be on as well. So they're going to be giving talks. They're going to be reading. What are they going to be doing?
They'll be doing a mixture of things. They'll in the main, they'll be reading from their work, but all of them are happy to do question and answer because what they want to do is talk to the audience and allow people to ask them questions about their writing. So they'll be doing that. Philip Pullman will be doing a question and answer session all the way through, really, because he wants to talk about some exciting new projects that he's got coming up.
What books has he written that we'd know?
He's written the His Dark Materials trilogy, The Golden Compass. I think there was a film adaptation of it a few years ago around Christmas time. So that's what he's most well known for. And he's also written some comic books, which he's going to talk about as well, which is John Good, I think it was called, the John Good comics, which he'll talk about.
Right, okay, so there's plenty here to pull people in and get them interested. If you're not particularly into books, you don't have to be because you can sit down and be told a story.
Yeah.
There's the flinging paint. Who doesn't want to fling
We've
paint?
We've got a zombie invasion.
Yeah, zombie invasion from Science and Engineering.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so zombie invasion as well.
Yeah, and a spitting camel.
You had me at hello, Kay, but you really have put the lid on that one for me. If anything, we're going to guarantee it. Free paint flinging, spitting camel. I'm in. really. You've hit the big three for me there, the trilogy of getting me to attend any event. So suitable for kids, suitable for adults as well. We're talking about writing, you know, and it being a book festival. Writing for children, I think people who have never written for children automatically assume that it might be a little bit easier.
Not at all. It's possibly, in many senses, slightly more difficult. Part of what we do, that we're doing is within the festival, but also outside of it, is we offer a creative writing programme with a specialist route in writing for children, which is partly where the festival grew out of. And in actual fact, it's more difficult because you can't get away with just saying, I'm going to write what I want to write. I'm writing for myself. You've got to think very, very specifically about a very specific audience, even in terms of whether you're writing for new readers, whether it's primary, whether it's secondary, whether it's young adult and teen. So in some senses, it's much more difficult because you've got to be absolutely attuned to what that audience, an audience which is in some senses is more critical than an adult audience. If they don't like a book, they'll fling it away, they'll throw it away. So you've got to know what the audience want. You've got to
parents
be
hate
in
that.
Tune with them.
They hate that. Grown-ups will struggle through to the end of a really lousy paperback because they've started it. And at the end, they'll cuss it up and down and go, well, that didn't end how I thought it would. But they'll stick with it.
Yeah.
Kids, first page.
Gone.
Absolutely. Hey, you're £9 down, aren't you? And miserable as well. So, Kay, we're talking about, you know, authors and writing and schools as well, because you've got teachers coming along. I'm hoping that it's changed since my days, because sometimes they chose books that really turned you right off. Is this a really good way of teachers getting to know what kids are really into at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we work very closely with Manchester Library Services, who keep us informed about the sorts of books that children are reading. So that's helpful. And also we have a good relationship with teachers. We've been working with teachers for many years. I think the pressures on teachers these days to hit targets and to focus on limited bits of text are actually, that's quite frustrating for teachers. And one of the things that we offer them through the CPD that we offer, the continuing professional development, and through the sorts of events is the ability to get kids excited about literature again and reading books for pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us, James Draper, K2. Just very quickly, James, I'm on the website. Very quickly.
It's www.mcbf.org.uk.
That was quick. Thank you very much indeed. It's BBC Radio Manchester 95.1 FM. I'm Heather Stott. Let's hear from BBC Radio Manchester's Michelle Adamson now, because...